MTD Radio News, I'm Blake Ovard. More than 800 acres of land are expected to undergo prescribed burns in the Lincoln National Forest starting on Friday. As long as weather permits, the burns will continue through mid-November, ending on the 14th. Areas in and around Cloudcroft are the main focus and include 35 acres of hand piles located within Aspen Campground and Slide Campground south of Cloudcroft, and 858 acres located within 16 Springs along Car Gap Forest Road 607. Firefighters are asking the public to be aware of their surroundings and practice safety in active burn areas. Officials stress there will be smoke visible in the area and sensitive individuals should stay inside. Chavez County Undersheriff Charles Salas responded to a scammer who was pretending to be from his department. In the end, he posted a photo of his business card and told the scammer to stop scamming people and using his department name to do it. The sheriff's office says it will never call you to collect fines or tell you you missed a court or jury duty. They will never ask for credit or debit card information either. The U.S. Department of Agriculture will reduce the largest monthly food assistance payments by about 35% in November, a smaller decrease than the department initially estimated, according to a court filing late Wednesday. The formula the government initially used and sent to states on Tuesday would have resulted in about a 50% cut to the maximum monthly benefits to account for a lack of full funding during the government shutdown. SNAP pays benefits on a sliding scale depending on the size of the household, the household's income, and other expenses such as housing. By cutting the maximum benefit by one half, the department would have spent about $3 billion from a SNAP contingency fund instead of the full $4.65 billion in the fund. And Cloudcroft Elementary and Middle School students are soaring to new heights with a new state-of-the-art STEM equipment funded by ExxonMobil and the Cal Ripken Senior Foundation. The new STEM Center features a 3D printer, coding robots, circuit kits, and drones. These tools help budding young scientists and engineers practice critical thinking skills and expand their horizons. The recent ribbon cutting also received a little help from ExxonMobil's Enchanted Horizons hot air balloon, which greeted students at the opening of the school's new STEM Center. And that's the way it is. I'm Blake Ovard. This is MTD Radio News.